This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hello, my name is Elise Marengo. I am the head of customer success at UserPilot, and I run a small but mighty team.
Elise, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, first, obviously, as the head of customer success, part of my job is ensuring that our customers adopt our features. But also, the company that I work for is a product adoption tool. So I not only teach my customers about how to use our tools and encourage them to adopt all of our features, but also I teach them how to encourage their users to adopt their tools. So a little bit meta, if you will.
Elise, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
I think when you're looking at user adoption, the successes and challenges kind of come hand in hand, because initially you are faced with challenges where perhaps customers are hesitant to adopt certain features that you're confident will really be beneficial for them. But then with those challenges in getting them up and running, once you do actually achieve that successful adoption, that success metric, not only for yourself and the fact that those customers have adopted your tools, but also their success in your own application increase. And so you really can see that improvement on both fronts, not only for you, but also for your own users.
Elise, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I think one of the biggest tips I can give people who are intending on increasing user adoption is to really better understand your users. Perhaps some of the ways that we intend our users to use our tools aren't necessarily exactly what our customers are looking for. And so really taking the opportunity to sit down and talk to your customers, get to know what their real goals are, and finding ways that perhaps you can creatively help them better understand the breadth of your tools so that then they can adopt those features in ways that make sense for them. So really just listening to our customers and making sure that we're understanding and so that then we can really help them as they interact with our tool and hopefully start adopting our different features.
Elise, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on this subject?
I am really excited to be working on a tool that really focuses on feature adoption and secondary and tertiary tool adoption. And we have actually right in our own product, a product adoption school, and you can go through lessons about the different phases of feature adoption and different metrics for activation in your own platform. So I would highly recommend checking it out. It's UserPilot Product Adoption School. And there you're also going to find tons of resources in terms of blog posts, case studies about different ways that UserPilot has done some great research into feature adoption and product adoption, and so that perhaps you can implement some of these tools in your own different applications. It is userpilot.com/product/adoption/school. But if you just search for userpilot.com, you'll see it in the resource section right at the top.
Well, thanks, Elise.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.